We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Thousands of channels on the social media site Reddit are set to go silent in a row over data and cash. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Will Bain, in for Leanna Byrne all this week. Great to have your company with us. Thousands of forums on the social media platform Reddit are being made inaccessible for 48 hours as their unpaid moderators around the world are protesting over planned changes. The site relies heavily on volunteers to run its communities, better known as subreddits, but now it's introducing fees for the developers of the third-party apps used to browse its content, some of whom say it would cost them millions of dollars to keep operating. The BBC's technology editor, Zoe Kleinman, explains more.
These moderators, and they've done it as a sort of labour of love, if you like. But now this row is kicking off because there's a bit of computer code called an API, which every digital platform has, and it's how other apps access it. So, for example, if you use a social media manager, instead of going straight directly to the social media site itself, you go to that manager, it's using the API to access all of the social networks that you want to view. Traditionally, these have been left open for developers and app makers to use for free. But Reddit wants to start charging for it. Now, some of these apps, these alternative apps, are really popular. They're used by millions of people. They rather use that than use Reddit's official app. And almost all of them have said they can't afford it and they're going to have to close. Reddit says it wants to stop big tech from using its data to train AI tools. It says its data is really valuable. Why should it give it all away for free? But the Reddit moderators don't get paid. And they feel that Reddit is profiting from their goodwill here and making a lot of money when they're not getting anything out of it. And that's why they're all are going dark, so you won't be able to see them. So the thing is, this API becomes worth a lot less because there's nothing to see on it. There's no data to see.
The BBC's Zoe Kleinman with that one. One of the biggest figures in Italian public life, the billionaire media tycoon and former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, has died at the age of 86. He was the Italian Prime Minister on three occasions, but was known as much for his colourful private life as for his political and business dealings. The BBC's Paul Adams looks back on his life and career.
Silvio Berlusconi was a politician, billionaire, womanizer, cruise ship singer, and convicted fraudster. For two decades, in and out of power, he dominated life in Italy. He was first elected Prime Minister in 1994, selling via his own TV channels the promise of a newer, more dynamic country. He lasted just 8 months, but Italian voters picked him again, twice. His later years in power were increasingly overshadowed by allegations of corruption. Recently, he returned to government as part of Giorgia Meloni's right-wing coalition.
The BBC's Paul Adams there. Well, let's check in on the numbers now for the first time this week. Bit of a cautious start in Europe and Asia. The biggest rise this morning, Germany's DAX up just over 1% at the moment. Elsewhere, shares in the Swiss bank UBS up around 1% today as it formally completed the takeover of its stricken former rival, Credit Suisse. You might remember Credit Suisse was the main European victim of the US banking turmoil. Now, here's a question at breakfast time. How can you be sure what you're eating is what you think you're eating? In most cases, food fraud won't make you ill, you'll be glad to hear, but you won't quite be getting what you paid for either. The BBC's Leanna Byrne. Here's why high food prices mean food fraud is now apparently on the rise.
When we're picking up our groceries or taking a bite into our meal, we'd like to think that what it says on the packaging is really what's inside. But as food and energy prices have ballooned in much of the world, so has the temptation to fake ingredients to make a bigger profit.
There is an increased exposure risk here because all of the conditions are perfect breeding ground for someone, if they want to step in and cheat the system, to come in and do that.
That's Dr. Terry McGrath, CTO and founder of food fraud detection company Bia Analytical in Belfast in Northern Ireland. He says it can be very difficult to spot many types of food fraud.
So this here is an example of powdered oregano. It smells like oregano. It's a mixture of oregano and olive leaves.
Bia Analytical found that 25% of oregano that they tested had been adulterated. And that's when you make food or drugs of poor quality by adding some other substances to them. And whilst olive leaves won't kill you, in India, some more frightening-sounding additives are being used to bulk out products. Darpan Gupta, shop owner in Karari Buali Market in Delhi, says he sees it all the time.
Artificial items hoti hain.
Products can be adulterated with dust, chemical or cheaper alternatives.
Mitchell Weinberg is a global food fraud investigator. He set up his business, Inskatech, which is based in New York after getting food poisoning from eating contaminated ice cream while on holiday in China. He says, shockingly, his findings aren't always welcomed by companies.
I know for investigations that I've done where I've uncovered problems that there haven't been recalls. The brand will be devastated by it and it will cost them a lot of money.
Different countries have varying food safety laws. Penalties for breaking some of them include unlimited fines and, in serious cases, prison sentences. But back in the lab in Belfast, Terry McGrath says proper global regulation is desperately needed.
You want something that pulls all of these different food groups together, because that's what gives you the transparency, where you have traceability, testing, weights and measures.
Without that, the food investigator Mitchell Weinberg fears we'll just see more widespread contamination, like the recent milk scandal in China when tainted formula killed 6 babies.
The only thing that will change it is if there is something that is really catastrophic that happens.
As food companies face rising production costs, there's now more temptation than ever to cut corners with ingredients, unless governments and companies start to work together to protect everyone. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
Oregano, oregano, if only we spoke the same language, hey, it would all be a lot easier. More of Leanna's report, check out our podcast to search for Marketplace Morning Report, wherever you get yours from. I'm Will Bain with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.